Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We're kicking it off a little slow this morning. Producer Brandon, what on earth did you start us off with a slow song for?
I don't know.
Okay.
Makes
good answer.
Try to sleep.
Good answer. Yeah, I don't
you would
slow
think
song.
The person flying the starship would have checked out what's ahead, but that's why we have that big view screen.
Yeah, I don't. I can't.
Doesn't
yeah.
he have two? I mean, there's he actually literally has two. Two he actually has sitting in
well,
front of
one,
him.
Well, one of them's a rear. One of them's a view screen for the
no.
The view
one of them's
rear,
Netflix.
And one of
I'm watching a movie over here.
Oh,
so,
okay. Okay.
Keep it down. Keep it down.
Orange is the New Black again, going on Netflix over here.
Now I'm watching those old episodes of Knight Rider.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, see yeah. now I appreciate yeah. that yeah. one.
That's
see.
Much. That's much hipper than Orange
that
is the New Black.
That and Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Who's this? They've got some guy in a stripy shirt at the other end
we
here.
We do, and before I talk about him, I've got to say
oh, that's right.
A shout-out.
You have a shout-out.
I've got a shout-out. Yeah. Last night, yesterday evening, I should say, Kimberly, my wife, was invited to the Oakland Terrace Men's Club to talk about Oakland Terrace Elementary School. She was here yesterday morning.
Talking about Oakland Terrace.
Yes, and we mm-hmm. talked about the work day, which is coming up on August
it's
5th.
A week from this coming Saturday.
That's right. Yes. And we shared that with them and just kind of let them know the demographic of the school and what was going on. And they were great hosts. They fed us steak.
Oh, wow.
And not just, like...
real ones.
This was good steak. I mean, yummy.
Well, and...
very
and,
yummy.
And please mark on your calendar, if you have a few hours you want to come by and spruce up a school that really needs a little TLC, come on by. And the added advantage is Scott and I'll both be there, and you can both tell us...
Are you bringing a ladder?
I can.
We might need one. We were seeing yesterday that some of the trees are, they need
I'm bringing a pole pruner.
Oh, that'll work.
A powered pole pruner that'll.
Oh, you got a powered one.
I got a, yes, I have a gasoline.
That's good.
You'd be surprised what you find if you root around in my garage hard enough. Uh-huh. There's a lot of stuff stacked in there.
I like it when Carol lets you out of the house.
Well, she's going to be visiting her mother in Connecticut, so I'm allowed out. I'm allowed out with power toys because she's not there to tell me no.
I like it.
So and if you want to come down and tell Scott that we really need to shut up and play more music, well, we'd be
feel
happy
free.
To listen to you. Feel free, yes.
You would not be the only person. But
that
is
would not
August,
be the first person
that's
either.
Right. It's August 5th from 8 until noon at Oakland Terrace Elementary on 12th and Frankfort Avenue. So back to the stripy guy in the, well, the guy in the stripy shirt, not the stripy guy.
He's not stripy, no.
He
kind of looks like an umpire playing an orange game.
Thanks,
a beach
guys.
Umpire.
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. A beach umpire, maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
It is our buddy Duncan McLean from the Gulf Coast State College Foundation. How are you doing, sir?
I am fine this morning. Certainly want to appreciate y'all having me in.
And the foundation is about to hit 50 years.
We are. We have an anniversary. The foundation was founded on October 16th, 1967.
And Gulf Coast State College is about to celebrate 60 years.
That's right. We're doing kind of a combo birthday.
It's a big birthday party year.
It is. It is. It's a great
it
year.
It is.
We were founded 10 years
We're going to
have
to blow up a lot of balloons for that one, Erica.
We are
going
to have to blow up a lot of balloons. I'll have to worry about it. My fingers will hurt.
Yeah, yeah, that'll mean something to somebody when they finally show up to work.
Finally. Yeah, maybe. So, Duncan, what's going on these days, though?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. First and foremost, in my area, is the scholarships. We just want to remind all of our students out there who've applied for scholarships that please log into their Lighthouse account and see if they've been awarded a scholarship to accept it and to follow all of the processes that we've asked, a post-acceptance questionnaire, so we can make sure that the money is in our recipient's account before the last day to pay for classes. So we want to make sure that we remind everyone out there, if you've applied for a scholarship, to log in. Check your status. If you have any questions, please call our foundation office. I'm at 872-3810. We have Kara Gray at 872-3815. So it is a great time of year. We're giving out money. We like to do that.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And it's important to get that money in the account, like you said, because there's mm-hmm. a day that we refer to around here called
The purge.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
oh,
where our rosters, yes. they look great 1 minute, and then the
you
next
come in
morning.
The next morning and you go,
yeah, suddenly yes. we start panicking.
And come in and go, I got the next semester off.
Yeah.
Yeah. My students left.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't? Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, when you don't, yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
So, yeah, most of the time the students just don't realize it, that they haven't paid,
that's
or
correct.
They think they have their financial aid in there, and it's just not there because they haven't done the question. questionnaire. They haven't done something that you've asked them to do. And so then we have to chase them back down and get them plugged back in. And
that's
so it's an aerobic activity for us and faculty, really.
Well, we
so
like
much fun.
We like giving out money, but we want to do it in a timely fashion. We want to make sure when students go to register their classes or pay for their classes that our scholarship is already loaded in there. So, you know, we just ask everybody if you think you've got a scholarship, log back in, double check, and make sure everything's posted in their financial aid. If you have any questions, just call us. It's a great time of year. We like to.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
And so maybe roll a couple of numbers off the top of your head. What's the amount of scholarships you were giving away this year? I mean, in a total number.
Currently, we were up to about 754 scholarships that we've given away so far.
Wow. Or
that we've given
That's
to
amazing.
Deserving
yeah,
students. So right now, it's we total about $800,000 or $900,000 that
wow.
we've given out.
Wow.
We have about 600 of those students, 700 who've completed everything. We've got the award amounts in their account, but we have some that have forgotten about it, and we just thank y'all for having me on the air so I can just remind the students out there in your listening area.
Absolutely.
Now, Duncan, for students that are interested in the scholarship, these are not just purely academics, so you're not talking about students that have straight A's, and because you know you get those students that may not, they want to go to school and financial aid is an issue and maybe they've struggled in school, so there are scholarships available for some of them, correct? It's not just those 4.0 GPA scholarships.
Oh, absolutely, Erica. Thank you for mentioning that. You know, I know when I was growing up, when you mentioned the term scholarships, most people think, well, I can't apply for those because they're for the straight-A students. And we've always grown up with that stigma that scholarships are for the brightest. We are fortunate in our area to have donors out there who've endowed scholarships that want to help every student at Gulf Coast. And the only minimum qualification GPA-wise is that you have to have a 2.0 GPA or higher. So it really opens up our scholarship program to just about every student at Gulf Coast. So we like to use the term dollarships instead of scholarships because of the fact that what Erica was saying, we want to get rid of the stigma. Now, we do have scholarships that do reward academic achievement. So we do have those, and we want to let everybody know that we do. But for the most part, I'd say about 90% of our scholarships are open to all students attending or planning to attend with 2.0 GPA or higher. So I'm
it's
glad you
stuff.
Mentioned that.
I like it when you give away money.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Well, stick with us, and we'll be back with a little more with Duncan McLean and scholarships and whatever else you have going on at the foundation. You guys are busy. You've got a birthday coming up, and we have birthdays here.
We do have birthdays here. We have lots of birthdays here today, Tom.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Erica
is going to sing to you.
And also shout out to our very good friend Steve King, who shares my birthday.
He's up in WGN. Well, I don't know if he's
I don't
there.
Know if he's at
Chicago
WGN.
Land.
It's a little late. If he was doing his old overnight, he's gone home and is sleeping. But shout out to Steve. Happy birthday, bud.
And what'd you say? Also, Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Mick. And then, of course, we have some of my... the group I call my birthday brothers here on campus, Caleb Erskine and Brandon Smith, also here from the digital media department.
We're surrounded
today.
It's a scary week, really.
It's a bad week for the rest of you.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. In the meantime, though, well, we've got the Bee Gees coming up. So, Tom, get those platforms out.
I had them.
All right, this is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, the Bee Gees. All right, everybody sit down. Stop doing the Saturday Night Live dance.
Actually, producer Brandon was walking up and down the hallway swinging a can of paint. Why, you know.
I love that open.
Yeah.
That was a great open in that movie. It really was.
Such a good open.
Answer me this question, because I've seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've necessarily put it all together, but why is he walking down the street with a can of paint in a leisure suit?
Well,
he was not in a leisure suit when
he was doing that. Mm-hmm. No, he was in some bell-bottom pants and I believe a kind of a puffy white shirt.
Yeah, just a shirt. He
was going to work. He worked at a hardware store.
His dad's hardware store, yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen the sequel to that movie, though?
No.
Oh.
Because it has a sequel or one that's meant...
Was he in it?
Yeah, he's in it, but it's where he like goes to like a true dance company. It's a strange sequel. Like it really is. Like the first one is great.
Sometimes sequels the second one is sometimes not. Sequels don't work, you
aren't
know?
A lot of sequels that way.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Rocky did okay until they did like Rocky, I don't know, 5.
Okay, because I was going to say, don't say 4.
No, 4 was good. Is that where he goes to Russia?
Yeah, that's my favorite. Next to the first one with Apollo, that's my favorite, and it still makes me cry every time Apollo
dies. That's good music in that one, too.
Oh, yes.
Once Rocky lost all of his money and he became kind of a street bum again, that was not good. That was a bad one.
Rocky can't go backwards.
There is a little more. None of that was, I guess it's all music history, but there's actually some music history from today.
In what year?
In 1975, Van McCoy's The Hustle was the number one song.
Can you guys do The Hustle? I know Duncan wants to.
Duncan looks like he's, you know, with that orange striped shirt, he almost looks like he's ready. If the collars were just a little bigger, Duncan, you know, you need a bigger collars on that.
I do. I'm just not wearing the puffy shirt with the wide collars.
I used to roller skate to The Hustle.
Oh, yeah, we used to roller skate to
this
The Hustle.
This was a staple in the roller skating places. Yeah. Anyway, let's roll this. This is, here we go with Van McCoy's and Soul City Symphony doing The Hustle.
Loggins and Messina on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Your mama don't dance, daddy don't rock and roll. That's true in my family. Mom had a hip replacement. She doesn't dance anymore.
My mother still dances. So
does she? I imagine that.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
I imagine
she was took theater in college and dance and stuff like that, and she still does a pretty mean soft shoe.
My mom taught me the jitterbug and the twist. You know, somebody's got to teach you how to do the twist. It wasn't hard.
Chubby Checker was supposed to do that.
Well, I know that.
Okay.
I grew up dancing with my mom to Prince and Madonna.
Okay.
Well, that's a different show altogether.
Some video on that, please?
Yeah.
So that's what I get from as a child of the 80s right there. Yeah. Dawn told me the other day that she missed our morning dances because sometimes that's the only way I can get her motivated is I put on like the YouTube videos on the TV. And so we spend the morning just dancing around the living room. Mm-hmm. My roommate finds it quite entertaining.
Ah. Interesting. Well, that went a completely different direction than I thought it would.
I really was hoping to turn that back around, too.
Interesting.
I have 2 left feet. I can't dance.
Well,
doesn't that make buying shoes difficult?
It does.
Do you have to like buy twice as many shoes?
You are the guy at Kohl's in which I can't. I open up a shoebox. I've got 2 right shoes.
Yeah.
And now you know why.
Now I know why. Anyway, we still have in the studio with us Duncan McLean from the Gulf Coast State College Foundation, which is about to celebrate 50 years.
We are. We're real excited about it. We've had a great history, 50 years. Our foundation, of course, started out with very little funds, and now we're up to $30 million.
Do you know how much you guys did start with? Do you know what that seed money was?
You know, it was probably around $2,000 or $3,000,
really?
$5,000, and that money was used to award scholarships. I mean, that's primarily why the foundation was created. Then we went from, you know, that $5,000 through those founding fathers, and so to speak, and it grew, and really grew over the 90s, and really grew up until now. So we certainly do appreciate the community support.
And you do primarily just use the money for scholarships, but you do help out faculty a little bit. Every once in a while, we get a lunch out of you guys.
Well, that is true. That is true. We like to make sure that everybody in the faculty and staff Gulf Coast is taken care of, and that everybody supports foundation. So we certainly do appreciate it. We could not function without the help and the support of the faculty and staff of Gulf Coast, whether it's scoring scholarship applications or getting the word out in the community or volunteering for one of our events. We could not do what we do without that support. So we're happy to do it. We're happy to spring for a lunch or a dinner or a
what are you doing this afternoon?
What are you doing at lunchtime today?
We're always open to that. We've got a good group in there. We don't shy away from anything like that. That's for sure.
Well, I think that's we live here in the South. We like to eat.
Oh, absolutely.
And right, you know, it's I don't complain. I'm not arguing at all. So, and you guys usually set up a pretty good spread for us at the start of every school year, and we do appreciate that.
We do. Thank you very much. It's our pleasure. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody's trying to get in the groove when fall starts and everybody comes back, students come back on campus. So it's our pleasure each year to sponsor the lunch for the faculty and staff when they come back. So we thoroughly enjoy it. And then we also get a return when we ask for the foundation and staff support in the various functions that we do, especially when it comes to events like our Shark's Tooth Golf Tournament, our annual dinner. We're going to be asking for support for our birthday parties, the 50th and the 60th.
Right.
Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So what you know goes around comes around.
And Tori Shea has snuck into the studio.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. I'm a little late this morning. I was checking into the incident on Highway 77.
Uh-oh. What?
Did anyone get caught in?
No.
I mean, it happened pretty early, so I don't know that anyone got caught in traffic.
No.
But Highway 77 was closed down this morning a little after 4 o'clock from Highway 20 north.
Is that the Washington County?
So it is in Washington County. The incident happened in Washington County, but that traffic ended up backing up for miles, for hours. The Washington County Sheriff's Office, the original call was reports of a shooting out in Greenhead.
Really?
And that happened shortly after 4 o'clock. I didn't get confirm on whether shots were actually fired, but it did cause Highway 77 northbound to be closed for about 2.5 hours this morning, opened a little before 7. Bay County Sheriffs and Washington County Sheriffs, I mean, everyone was involved. Dozens of law enforcement, K-9 units, and SWAT team were all involved. Now, I did get to talk to Bay County Sheriff's Office. They say their portion of the investigation is wrapped up. There's no more Bay County Sheriff's Office on scene. They helped establish a perimeter, and the K-9 unit provided by Bay County was out of the jail, which means they were bloodhounds. That's where they keep the bloodhounds. So they were obviously searching for someone out there in
really?
The woods.
Wow.
But I couldn't get a call back in time from Washington County to find out.
But they're busy?
Yeah, they're probably bombarded. And since we don't have a buddy like Ruth at Washington County.
We need to work on that.
Well, we don't usually reach out that far.
Yeah,
you know,
we should.
We're technically Bay, Gulf, and Franklin.
Yeah, that's true.
But they are our neighbors, and
they
know when we're going to collaborate.
Yeah, our signal covers that.
They
covers
do.
The entire county,
yeah.
So we probably should, yes.
So anyway, I have... you know, I've reached out to them and we're now in touch, but I couldn't get a call back in time to find out whether anyone was actually injured.
So did you go up in the WKGC chopper to check out the traffic
the
backup?
Solar chopper.
Okay. We need one of those.
We need
can
a solar chopper.
I'll work on
that.
I'll work on that.
You can build this one.
I can build this one.
Because I was listening to you and I'm like,
if the foundation coughs up enough money, I will.
The chopper. That would sound great with the thing in the background. The
it
in the
would
background.
Be great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Live, Tori Shea in the WKGC Solar Chopper.
You are going in the test flights, though.
That's fine. I'll do it. After Tom tests it a little bit.
Okay. Brandon does all my test work.
Brandon in it.
Ah, yes.
We have Brandons for testing.
Send them out over the water.
Two Brandons went out. Only one came back.
Brandon will fly. I'll just have the parachutes.
Yeah, we have a backup, Brandon.
Right.
No, that's interesting stuff. And I'm sure, of course, you'll keep us updated.
I will.
As soon as you find out something.
Absolutely.
But interesting. I wonder who they were chasing.
I mean, there were reports that it was originally a domestic dispute, but I don't have confirmation on that. It does seem like that is the case, you know, the report of shots fired, and then they were probably chasing the person with the gun. That's just my presumption, especially because they had the bloodhounds.
Yeah. The bloodhounds will find you, and it's not going to be good.
And they are being very tight-lipped about it as far as Bay County not giving details. They didn't want to give details on this, so I wonder if there's more
to the story
if the person with the gun is somebody notable or you know.
It is so silly to try to run away from police
because
they really have the upper hand because they've got dogs, airplanes, guns,
choppers.
radios.
There are people that try to swim away from police too. Yeah. That's even more ridiculous.
Well, when the jail was downstairs,
if you read these reports,
when the jail was at in downtown, there actually were people that tried to swim across.
Is that
the bayou.
How you got out?
Yeah,
yes,
they tried to swim.
Out. Don't talk about that, Scott.
It's like Alcatraz.
Yeah, except it's 100 yards.
And, well, yeah.
And
yeah.
The water's warm, and there's not really any current.
But
you are awfully muddy when you get out at the other side.
There could be alligators.
Nah, not in some. No.
I mean, I don't know what's in there.
But I wouldn't worry about it.
I don't go in there.
I'm not sure Michael Phelps could even swim away from the Bay County Sheriff's Office.
Speaking of which, did you see the whole episode about Michael Phelps was going to race a shark?
Oh, that's right.
Okay, did anybody really, like, did you really believe they were going to put Michael Phelps in the water with the great white? Am I the only one that saw the virtual shark?
I assumed that they would have them separated in some way.
Please explain to me how you're going to separate Michael Phelps from a great white shark.
Yeah.
Like,
I need to know this. But they build it like he was going to literally race a shark.
Yes.
He did. They didn't say it was going to be a real shark.
But they made all of the hype make it seem like it was a real shark.
It's like a video game
at
that point.
I never thought for 1 second that they were going to put him anywhere near an actual great white shark that could eat him.
Hey,
I wonder if you could build a solar-powered great white shark.
You probably could.
I know one thing, though. If there was a real shark, Michael Phelps would have swam a lot faster.
Did he win? Who won anyway?
The shark won by about two or what? Yeah. Was it like 6 seconds?
And it's because Michael Phelps, his PC is too slow. Isn't that right? I mean, he did the PC commercial.
Yes,
yeah, okay. That was dumb.
Nice try.
Yeah, it's 9:44. And here's Dina Carter. We danced anyway on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Classic from John, Don't Call Me Cougar, Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. 5 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.
Did you just make that up?
No, I heard somebody else say that once. I stole that one, totally stole it from someone else. Plagiarism.
Shouldn't have said anything, Tom. I thought it was good.
Did you?
I was like, wow,
he doesn't like to be called Scott.
I did too, but
anymore.
Then I realized it was Scott that said it, so I went, where did he get that from?
You know, but if I had come up with a nickname of Cougar, I think I would have kept it.
Mm-hmm. His first album.
Scott Cougar Kirkman. Doesn't that sound right? No.
You could change your name if you wanted to.
Duncan McLean from the Gulf Coast State College Foundation in with us this morning. Thank you for being here, sir.
I want to thank all of you. Thank you very much.
We just appreciate all the goodies you bring us and how well you treat our students and everybody here. So.
Well, I can't thank you all enough here at the radio station for having me on, and I certainly do appreciate it. Thank you.
Tell us how we can donate.
Well, you can call our foundation office at 872-3812, or you can go online. We have a Donate Now button, and then we offer
So I can PayPal?
Or you can just walk into Duncan's office with a
burlap sack full of money and plop it on his desk and say, have a nice day, and he'll take care of it.
You know, that'll
make
work,
sure they're unmarked bills.
There you go.
That'll work.
Non-sequential bills, please.
Help out some local students.
We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We'll do so with some Garth Brooks and Friends in Low Places on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.